Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth here at the House of Israel. I am Ori Isha, Yisrael from the house of Israel of Cincinnati, here to bring you nothing but the truth. And we'd like to say shalom to all our viewers and the listening audience and the internet audience, for we know that the only reason you have tuned into our program is because of your great love and fear toward the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Elohim of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is the only judge, the only king, the only lawgiver, the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel and the world. And Yahweh is the one that has ordained us and raised us up to bring you his word and to bring you his truth. And that's what we have come to do. And today, we will bring you the word of Yahweh and continue on with what we started yesterday. And we taught yesterday, and we started our new weekly series dealing with Yah's seven wonders. And Yahweh has seven wonders. And how many wonders does the world have? I don't know. Maybe they have eight or nine now. They used to have seven wonders of the world. I can't remember them all. Among the great wonders of the world were the Great Pyramids, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, Stonehenge, the Sphinx, the Great Wall of China, and other monuments built by man's hands. Other accolades and achievements that man did, they call them wonders. They cannot tell you, they are the current rulers on the earth, the current kings and the ruling nations on the earth. They cannot tell you how the ancient nation of black people built the Great Pyramids. They think they're the only ones that has technological advanced knowledge that can build machines and things that can build great structures high into the air and with precision and precise mathematical equations to make things last. They think they're the only ones that can build buildings that can withstand winds and weather. And as you see, their buildings don't withstand a lot of winds and weather. Every hurricane season and tornado that comes by is busting up these buildings. But yet the Great Pyramids have been around for thousands of years. They cannot tell you how were they able to just build this thing with such precision. So they call it a great wonder. They used to be hanging gardens in Babylon. How do they make their gardens hang and grow? And this was a beautiful sight to see. And it was just wondrous to them. How did the man do this? Yet they couldn't believe that black people could do such things. The Great Wall of China, how did they make this wall that's so long and so precise? And among the other things, and the only thing the Europeans has in their lands is a few rocks that seems to be aligned with stars. How did they even do that? These are the great wonders of the world. But Yahweh, he has his wonders. The Almighty told us to not follow the ways of the heathens. So the heathens' wonders are really not our concern. But Yahweh has his wonders. Yahweh let us know that a wonder is something that's like a miracle. If you look in the book of Judges, the 13th chapter, And in Judges, the 13th chapter, an angel, a messenger, came to the Most High's people, went to Manoah and his wife, and he told him and his wife about the birth of his son, the birth of Manoah's son, whose name is Samson. And Samson was special. He was prophesied by an angel. And the reason is because Samson was to deliver the children of Israel. But he had special instructions that went with him. And the angel sent by Yah was to tell them the instructions. And once the angel finished speaking to Manoah and his wife, in verse 17 it says, and Manoah's Judges, the 13th chapter, verse 17. Manoah said unto the angel of Yahweh, what is your name, that when your sayings come to pass, we may do you honor? And the angel of Yahweh said unto him, why ask you thus after my name, seeing it is a secret? Like, you don't need to know my name. You ain't going to give me no honor and turn me into some AC. No, I'm not going to tell you my name. I'm not here for my honor. So Manoah took a kid with the meat offering and offered it upon the rock under Yahweh. And the angel did wondrously. And Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass, when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar, that the angel of Yahweh ascended into the flame of the altar, and Manoah and his wife looked on it and fell on their faces to the ground. Yeah, see, this was miraculous. This was something distinct, something that you don't see. You don't hear about this. Some messenger coming to you, and then once you light the flame, he just does wondrously something that you never seen before. And he goes up from the flame. But it says in Psalms that Yahweh made his ministers of fire. This is how his angels are. And you see, he did wondrously. He did something wonderful. Because Yah's wonders are distinct. Yah's wonders are set apart. You look in the book of Psalm 72. Just giving you a little review about what a wonder is. And in Psalm 72, which is the recorded as the last psalm of David, because David, who we discussed as Yah's first wonder yesterday, is also the majority writer of the Psalms and Scriptures. And in Psalm 72, verse 18 says, blessed be Yahweh Elohim, the Elohim of Israel, who only does wondrous things. Why does he only do wondrous things? And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. 72 Psalms. And why did David say he only does wondrous things? Because Yahweh is the one, only one that does these set apart things. They're sacred. They're distinct. They're distinguished. You won't find nothing the like. They're wonderful. And the only one that can do wonderful things is the Almighty. If everybody else could do wonderful things, then it wouldn't be wonderful. And one more scripture. In Psalms 119, verse 18. And this is what we're trying to show you right now. Psalms 119, verse 18 reads, Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. See, this is what we want to see. We want to see these set apart things, these distinct things, these things that are distinguished, that are different from everything else. And Yah has this in his law, the wondrous things. And I can assure you, I can guarantee you, that if you have been listening to the teachings that are coming from Yahweh's sanctuary here in our land of captivity, if you've been hearing the word of the Most High that's been coming from this place, in this city, you've been hearing wonderful things. Yahweh has chose to use this sanctuary and teachers that have came from Moray Elisha to us today to teach you things that you've never heard before. Very distinct. And now the Most High has magnified his law, his word, so that we're now bringing you these seven wonders. Last week it was the seven requirements. The week prior it was Yah's seven orders. And why has Yahweh inspired us to bring you these things in seven? Because Yahweh's order of seven, it represents something that is sanctified, something that is blessed, something that is set apart. So it makes all the sense that Yah would have us bring you his seven wonders, these seven distinct miracles. They're wonderful. And where are we beholding them from? His law. And what was the wonder we dealt with yesterday? Was it the Sphinx? Was it the Great Pyramids? No. It was King David. Yahweh's first wonder. Yahweh's first wonder in the earth. King David. The one that he put first. And why? Look what he said in Psalms 89. Psalms 89, verse 26 reads, "He shall cry unto me, you are my Father, my Elohim, the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth." This is that David. Look in Psalms 2. In Psalms 2, it says, and this is the Psalm of David, in verse 6 it says, "Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. Yahweh has said unto me, you are my son. This day have I begotten thee." This is who David is, the firstborn son of Yah, which means what? The Christ of the New Testament cannot be the only begotten. When King David had that accolade, had that accreditation, had that title, had that attribute, way before there was even a New Testament or Christ, a New Testament that was drawn up in somebody's mind. David, a true man, a real living being that walked the earth, was Yah's and is Yah's firstborn son. He's the first wonder. Why is he a wonder? What did we discover yesterday in 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter, the 13th verse reads, "And Samuel said unto Saul, You have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of Yahweh your Elohim, which he commanded you for now will Yahweh have established your kingdom upon Israel forever. But now your kingdom shall not continue. Yahweh has sought him a man after his own heart, and Yahweh has commanded him to captain over his people, because you have not kept that which Yahweh commanded you. And who is this captain that Yahweh chose?" You'll read about it. This captain that is a man after Yah's own heart. You'll read about it in Isaiah 55, verse 3. "Incline your ear unto me, and come unto me, and hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make you an everlasting covenant with you, even the mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people." This is who Yah chose, a man after his own heart. Who else has Yahweh said is a man after his own heart? Who else did Yahweh say he will return in the last days? Who else did Yahweh say he will raise up in the latter days to be the king? Who else did Yahweh call such things as this in Isaiah 9? And then we'll move on to our next wonder for the day. But in the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, the 6th verse, it reads, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful." Of course he's going to be called Wonderful. He is the first wonder amongst Yah's 7 wonders. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty Elohim, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it. And of course he used David to order his kingdom. It was David that Yahweh used to show us to even know how to order our years with 12 months. And his son followed suit, Solomon. Because this is David who ordered his kingdom after Yah's manner, because he's a man after his own heart, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from now on, even forever. The zeal of Yah of hosts shall do this. Will perform this. This is that David, who Yahweh chose to be his anointed, his first wonder. And why did Yahweh choose him first? Because David comes from the 4th tribe. And what does the order of 4 represent? Yah's praise. And what does Yahweh want first? His praise. So who did he use to be the first wonder? A man that represented Yah's praise. He made 72 psalms. He taught us how to praise the Most High. He made thousands of instruments to praise Yahweh with. He ordered the house of Yahweh and all the Levites, the priests, in their courses. And he set apart 4,000 Levites to praise Yahweh. 4,000 of them. And why 4,000? Because that's Yah's praise. And Yah wants his praise first. And this is who he chose to be a representative of his kingdom, to be a representative of his word, to be a representative of his praise. He's the first wonder. Today, we're going to deal with Yahweh's second wonder. And you'll see that this wonder that the Almighty has chosen is distinct. He's not like David, and he's not like any of the other wonders that Yahweh has. He's distinct. Just like the first day of the week is distinct. There's not a day like the first day of the week. The first day of the week represents Yah's light, represents Yah's word, represents Yah's wisdom, represents Yah's first wonder. See, the first day deals with things that you can't deal with on any other day. Just like the order of two represents something that is only and solely connected to this order. And that's Yahweh's name. Yah's name represents the order of two. And Yah's name is the only name on which you can call on to be saved, to be delivered. I know they taught you you could call on these other deities, but that's not the truth. For in the book of Yoel, the second chapter, and why the second chapter? Because it's dealing with Yah's name. And we're going to look in the 32nd verse where it reads, "And it shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as Yahweh has said, and in the remnant whom Yahweh shall call." So whoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Look in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Isaiah 43, verse 7, says, "Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yes, I have made him." He said he's going to save everyone that is called by his name. Everyone that calls on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered. Because Yahweh's name is a wonder in itself. So who did Yahweh use to represent this second wonder that would have to represent his name? It would have to be some kind of distinct, miraculous representation from heaven, because Yah's name is in heaven. He hears you from heaven when you call on his name. Who did Yahweh use to do so? Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 34th chapter. In Deuteronomy chapter 34, we'll begin reading in the 10th verse, where it reads, "And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom Yahweh knew face to face." You're dealing with somebody distinct. You're dealing with somebody that has never came around since and never was around before. You're dealing with somebody who Yahweh chose to deal with in a peculiar way. And it says, there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom Yahweh knew face to face. Who else did Yahweh know face to face? In all the signs and the wonders Yahweh sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land. And in all the mighty, that mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. Who else did Yahweh do this with? Just Moses. Moses was peculiar and distinct, set apart. He was a miracle. Look at this in the book of Exodus, the second chapter. And is it not befitting that you'll hear about Moses for the very first time in the second chapter of the second book of the Holy Scriptures? And what is the second book? It's Exodus. And what is the order of two? It represents Yah's name in the second chapter. Why? Because it represents Yah's name. And in the second chapter, the first verse says, "And there went a man out of the house of Levi and took to him a wife of the daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bore a son. When she saw him that he was a goodly child, she said she hid him 3 months." Now why? 3 months. Because as we have taught you, the order of three represents Yahweh's messenger on earth. So Moses was hid 3 months. The first 3 months of his life, he was hid. Did not Yahweh say he's hid you in his quiver? He hid Moses for 3 months. And when she could not no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and dabbed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags of the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she said she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the baby wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call you a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went, called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter. And he became her son. And she called his name Moshe, or Moses. And she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." And it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked upon their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So what you read just there in the first 10 verses of the second chapter of Exodus. And why do I specifically make sure you know it was the first 10 verses? Because 10 is in the order of 3. You're reading about the servant of Yah, Moses, in the second chapter to represent his name. And you see that this had to be a deliverance from heaven. All the children were being thrown into the river to die. So she hid her son. And her son was discovered in an ark by Pharaoh's own daughter, who was convinced by Moses' sister to be nursed by his own mother. That's only from Yah. This man was from Yah from the beginning. And then, if you look in the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter. You want to know why he's a wonder? Just look at the things Yahweh did with this man. In Numbers 12, verse 1, it reads, "And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said unto, said, Has Yahweh indeed spoken only by Moses? Has he not spoken also by us? And Yahweh heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth." This is how special Moses was. There was nobody as meek as Moses on earth. And Yahweh spoke suddenly to Moses and to Aaron and to Miriam, "Come out, ye three, to the tabernacle of the congregation." They came out. And Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aharon and Miriam. And they both came forth. And he said, "Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known unto him in a vision," which means he'll reveal himself. Through revelation. He'll give him a revelation. In a vision. And will speak to him. In a dream. Meaning. All the prophets. Get revelations. And dreams. But. My servant Moses. Is not so. Who is faithful. In all my house. He said. But Moses. Not. I'm not going to do with Moses like I do with every other prophet. He said, "With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, and the likeness of Yahweh shall he behold. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" And what is Yahweh saying? He's saying all the prophets, even Abraham, received visions and dreams. Even Aaron received the dream. Even Miriam received the dream and visions. All the prophets, visions and dreams. Moses is distinct. Moses is set apart. Moses is distinguished, which means Moses is a wonder. Because Yahweh said, "I'm talking to Moses face to face. I'm talking to Moses mouth to mouth. Moses will see my likeness, my appearance." What other man did Yahweh use for this purpose? And why? Because he had a special, distinct, set apart, distinguished, miraculous job for Moses to do. And what was this thing that Moses was to do, that he did? You'll see in the book of Exodus, the third chapter. In Exodus, the third chapter, start reading at verse 3. It says, "And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when Yahweh saw, he turned aside to see, Elohim called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. And he said, draw not near here. Put off your shoes from off your feet, for the place wherein you shall stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the Elohim of your father, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, the Elohim of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Elohim. And Yahweh said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good land, and a large, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And he said, certainly I will be with you, and this shall be a token to you that I have sent you. When you have brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve Elohim upon this mountain. And Moses said unto Elohim, behold, when I come to the children of Israel and shall say to them, the Elohim of your fathers has sent me to you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And Elohim said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Which in Hebrew it reads, Hayah Asher Hayah. And in verse 15 it says, and Elohim said, moreover, Moses, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, Yahweh, Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say to them, Yahweh Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared to me saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. This is his name. And this is what Yahweh used Moses to do, to show forth, to bring forth and to establish his name unto all generations, a memorial unto all generations. The name, the Elohim of our fathers, is Yahweh. And he used Moses to exalt this great name. Why else would Moses be the second wonder? Why else would Moses be first mentioned in the second book of the scriptures? Why else is Moses introduced to us in the second chapter? Why? Because Moses represents the name of the Most High. Again, look in the book of Exodus, the sixth chapter. In Exodus chapter 6, verse 2 reads, and Elohim spoke to Moses and said to him, I am Yahweh. And I appeared unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of El Shaddai, which is to say, Elohim Almighty. But by my name, Yahweh, was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them and to give them the land of Canaan and the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. Therefore, and I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say to the children of Israel, I am Yahweh, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and will rid you out of their bondage, and will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. Why? Because he said, I, in verse 7, and I will take you to me for a people, and will be to you Elohim, and you shall know that I am Yahweh, your Elohim, which brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land concerning which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it to you for a heritage. I am Yahweh. He wanted you to know. This is what he brought Moses to do. Didn't I read in Yoel where it stated, the only people that can be delivered is those that call on Yah. And Yahweh was coming to deliver his people. So he needed his people to know his name. Because this is how he was going to deliver them. By his name. Every time Moses went to speak to Pharaoh, he said, thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of the Hebrews. Look what Pharaoh said. In the second, or is it the sixth? It's the seventh chapter of Exodus. Where he said, I don't know this Yahweh. Now I'm just looking over it, but it's in the seventh chapter. No, it's in the fifth chapter. In the fifth chapter of Exodus, in the first verse it says, and afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus saith Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, who is Yahweh, that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not Yahweh, neither will I let Israel go. And they said, the Elohim of the Hebrews, that's who he is. He's the Elohim of those Hebrews that you are holding, has met with us to let us go, pray you 3 days' journey into the desert or the wilderness to sacrifice unto Yahweh our Elohim, lest he falls upon us with pestilence or with the sword. And the king of Egypt said unto him, why do you, Moses and Aaron, loose people from their work, get you to your burdens? So Pharaoh said, I don't know who Yahweh is. And Pharaoh was the king of Egypt. The the top ruler in the world, because Egypt was the greatest nation in the earth. It was the superpower. And the Pharaoh, who thought to himself to be some kind of god, said, I don't know this Yahweh. He wasn't known. Look what he did with Moses so that his name, Yahweh, would be known. Because Moses is that second wonder. In the first verse of the seventh chapter of Exodus, it reads, and Yahweh said unto Moses, see, I have made you a god, a Elohim, to Pharaoh, and Aaron, your brother, shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and Aaron, your brother, shall speak to Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of his land. What other man did Yahweh make a god? He said, I made you a god to Pharaoh. And what? And how did he make him a god, a Elohim? He gave Moses his own prophet. Aaron was Moses' prophet. Do you see anybody else in the whole entire book that had their own prophet? Do you see anybody else that Yahweh said, I'm going to make you an Elohim to this Pharaoh? And why? So Yahweh can show Pharaoh that there is only one Elohim. And Moses, even though Yah made him an Elohim, he still came in the name of Yahweh. But Pharaoh thought himself to be a god, so Yahweh said, no, I'm going to show you how you can be even greater than Pharaoh. What other man did Yahweh do this with? No other man. None other but Moses. Even look in the book of Exodus, the 33rd chapter. Because what we're dealing with is Yahweh's seven wonders. And if you haven't picked up on it, these wonders are all Yahweh's servants. Yahweh's messengers. And the order of three represents Yah's messenger or Yah's servant on earth, who comes in the name of Yahweh. And did not Moses come in the name of Yahweh? And a wonder is set apart. A wonder is sanctified. A wonder is distinct. A wonder is separate. Which means a wonder must be holy. And all Yah's wonders are holy. And in Exodus, the 33rd chapter, we're going to see another example of how Moses is the wonder, the second wonder of Yahweh, and why he represents the name of Yahweh. In Exodus, the 33rd chapter, begin reading in the 17th verse where it states, and Yahweh said to Moses, he never read where it says, and Yahweh said to the Christ of the New Testament. Yahweh said to the Messiah of the New Testament. Yahweh said to Yahawashai HaMashiach. You'll never read that anywhere in the entire Holy Bible King James Version. You'll never read it anywhere. And how could Christ be this great figure if he's not even a wonder? He hasn't even been dealt with like the wonders of Yah. But you see that it says in Exodus 33 and 17, and Yahweh said to Moses, I will do this thing also that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. And he said, I beseech you, show me your glory. This is what Moses asked the Most High. Show me your glory. It's that same glory that when it filled the house of Yah, all the priests had to leave out. Nobody could stand in the house because you cannot stand before Yah's glory and live. And Moses said, show me your glory. And he said, Yahweh said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of Yahweh before you. Why? Why is he doing this? Because this is how Yahweh sanctified Moses, with his name. He used his name to show you what Moses came to do, what Moses' wonders were for, why Moses was exalted for what purpose, and that was to bear the name of Yah, to exalt the name of Yah, to establish the name of Yah, so that it may be a memorial unto all generations. And he said, I will proclaim the name of Yahweh before you, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, you cannot see my face, because his face is where his glory comes from, and live. For shall no man see my face and live? And Yahweh said, behold, there is a place by me, and you shall stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and will cover you with my hand. Because the Almighty isn't just a ghost. People think he's some kind of ghost, some kind of formless spirit. Yah got hands and feet and a face and arms and legs, because Yahweh made us in his image. So he said, and I will cover you with my hand while I pass by, and I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back parts, but my face you shall not see. So what did he do? He shielded Moses from the foremost part of his glory, the hottest part, the brightest part, the most powerful part, the part that would have disintegrated Moses, just killed him. Nobody could stand before the glory of the Elohim of all creation and live. But he did let Moses see the trail of his glory, the back of his glory. He at least got to see some of it. No one else got to see that. You'll read about this in Exodus 34. Verse 5, it says, and Yahweh descended in the cloud and stood. And you got to stand. You got to have feet. You got to have legs, because Yahweh made man in his own image, and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of Yahweh, because this is what Moses represents. He represents Yah's name. He was chosen to deliver the children of Israel. And only by the name of Yah can you be delivered. Not by the name of Christ. Not by the name of Yahawashah. Not by the name of the president. And not by any other name. You can only be delivered by the name of Yahweh. And he sent Moses as a deliverer in the name of Yahweh. He didn't tell nobody his name until he brought this Moses up to represent his name. And you see how he dealt with Moses in a manner where you know this is Yah. And he went before him and proclaimed Yahweh, Yahweh Elohim, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and upon their children's children to the third and fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. Who else did he do this with? No one else. Because Moses is Yah's second wonder. And he went in so much a wonder that he did something else distinct that came as a result of Yah showing Moses his glory, that came as a result of Yah proclaiming his name before Moses. Something happened to Moses that hasn't happened to no one else. You'll read about it in the 29th verse where it states, "And it came to pass that when Moses came down from the Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses knew not that the skin of his face shone," meaning it was shining. Not like when you put a lot of oil on your face and it shines, but this thing was shining like it had the sun behind it. It was shining like it was a bright light. The skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone. It was shining. And they were afraid to come near him. Of course they were afraid to come near him. This man, his face is glowing. Did he just step off of a spaceship? He turned into some kind of extraterrestrial? What in the world was going on? Yahweh allowed him to see his glory. Yahweh allowed him to have his name proclaimed before him. It made his face shine. And Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him. And Moses talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them commandment, all that Yahweh had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And until Moses finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went before Yahweh to speak with him, he took off the veil until he came out. And he came out and spoke to the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went to speak with him. This man had to wear a veil on his face because it shined, because the name of Yahweh was proclaimed before Moses. And in proclaiming his name, his glory passed by Moses, and it made him glow. This is a miracle. This is a wonder. This is distinct. This is something set apart. You'll not read about this. Not only will you not read about this again in Yah's book, but you'll never hear about it anywhere else. You'll never see a great wonder like Moses anywhere else. You might hear a lie. You might hear a fairy tale. You might hear some story told. But it's not about Moses, and it's not the truth. Again, this Moses was set apart. This Moses was distinct. And look what Yahweh did with him in the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter. Exodus, the 19th chapter, start reading in the 15th verse. And it says, "And he said unto the people, Be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mountain, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people of the camp were trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with Elohim. And they stood at the lower part of the mountain. Mount Sinai was altogether a smoke, because Yahweh descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and Elohim answered him by voice. And Yahweh came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mountain, and Yahweh called Moses up to the mountain, and Moses went up. And Yahweh said to Moses, Go down, charge the people, lest they break through to Yahweh and gaze, and many of them perish. And lest the priests also, which come near to Yahweh, sanctify themselves, lest Yahweh breaks forth upon them. And Moses said unto Yahweh, The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you charged us, saying, Set the bounds about the mount, saying, A mount, and sanctify it. And Yahweh said him, Away, get you down, and you shall come up, you and Aaron with you, but let not the priest and the people break through to come up to Yahweh, lest he breaks forth upon them. So Moses went down to the people and spoke to them. This Yah descended. Where did he descend from? Well, where is his habitation? In heaven. So where did he descend from? He came from heaven. And he stood on the mountain. And the mountain shook and burned. But he called his second wonder to go talk to him. He used Moses as his representative to speak to the people from heaven. What day did Yahweh even make heaven? On the second day. Who's the only man that's been called to the top of a mountain to meet Yahweh coming down from heaven? Moses. If this is not a wondrous thing to see how Yahweh will deal with his servants, he deals with his servants in wondrous ways. Look how he dealt with David, a man after his own heart, a man in which the spirit of Yahweh rested upon from the time he was anointed as a young boy until the time of his death, even so far, even past that time. For he will bring David back to reign as the king in Israel forever. This is a wonder. And now this Moses, who talked with Yahweh face to face, who went up to a mountain to greet Yahweh, to meet Yahweh, as he came down from heaven to deal with Yahweh in such a way that he was able to see his glory and his face shine. He dealt with this Moses in wondrous ways. Because why? Because Moses is his second wonder, to represent his name, to show forth his name. Look again in the book of Deuteronomy, 9th chapter. You're going to see what kind of wonder this Moses is. When you see the wonderful things that Moses was able to do, you got to ask yourself, man, who was he doing this for? Who sent him? Who was with him? Who ordained him? Who showed him? Who taught him?
was Yahweh. You will never forget the name of Yahweh once you see how he used Moses. Deuteronomy, the 9th chapter, the 7th verse, it reads, "Remember and forget not," this is Moses speaking, "how you provoked Yahweh your Elohim to wrath in the wilderness, from the day that you did depart out of the land of Egypt until you came to this place. You have been rebellious against Yahweh. Also in Horeb, you provoked Yahweh to wrath, so that Yahweh was angry with you to have destroyed you. When I had gone up into the mountain to receive the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant which Yahweh made with you, then I stayed in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water. And Yahweh delivered to me 2 tables of stone, written with the finger of Elohim, and on them was written according to all the words which Yahweh spoke with you in the mountain, out of the midst of the fire, in the day of the assembly." Who else was able to sit before Yah and receive the commandments written by Yahweh himself? Yahweh wrote these commandments himself. Yahweh took these tables of stone and with his very own finger wrote these commandments and gave them to his second wonder, Moses. "And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that Yahweh gave me 2 tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant. And Yahweh said to me, 'Arise, get you down quickly from here, for your people which you have brought forth out of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them, and they have made them a molten image. Furthermore, Yahweh spoke to me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make you a nation mightier and greater than they.' So I turned and came down from the mount, and the mount burned with fire, and the 2 tables of the covenant were in my 2 hands. And I looked, and behold, you had sinned against Yahweh your Elohim, and made you a molten calf. You had turned aside quickly out of the way, as Yahweh commanded you. And I took the 2 tables and cast them out of my 2 hands and broke them before your eyes. And I fell down before Yahweh as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water because of all your sins, which you sinned in doing wickedly in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of anger and hot displeasure, which Yahweh was angry against you to destroy you. But Yahweh listened to me at that time also." This is a man that fell down before Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. 2 times. 2 times. And of course, if you haven't understood it by now, why 2? The first time, he was in the presence of Yah, receiving the word of the Most High. And while he was doing that, our people worshiped a graven image. Because Moses was gone 40 days. So they couldn't take it no more. And they worshiped a graven image. But then he went up a second time. 40 days and 40 nights. To fast. From bread and water for sin. Now, why couldn't Christ do this? Because Yahweh never spoke to him. Yahweh never made him a wonder. Yahweh never mentioned him. But Moses did this twice because he represents the name of Yah. He came in the name of Yahweh. And Yahweh's name in itself is a wonder. So he had to use a man that will be a wonder to represent his name. To show you how distinct this man Moses is. Just look at what it says in the book of Numbers, the 16th chapter. In Numbers, the 16th chapter, you had some rebels in the camp while we were in the wilderness. A few of the names was Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Dathan and Abiram challenged Moses. And Korah, a priest, challenged Moses and Aaron. They said, Moses, you take too much upon yourself. You and Aaron, you, who set you over the children of Israel? These men thought that they could take over. And you'll have that from time to time. A couple of guys think they get a little rambunctious and think that they could lead the congregation and they'll raise up and they'll get start talking to the people and they'll start saying, look, we Hebrews, we the servants of Yah. Yahweh has chosen us. We're going to lead the congregation. This man Moses and Aaron, they're not nobody more special than us. We can lead the congregation. We can find you better food, better water. We can do a better job than them. Who chose them? And you read in the 23rd chapter where it states, and Yahweh spoke to Moses saying, speak to the congregation saying, get you up from about the tabernacles of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spoke to the congregation, saying, depart, pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, on every side. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moses said, hereby you shall know that Yahweh has sent me to all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. I didn't make this stuff up. I didn't come in my own name. I didn't come for my own glory. I didn't come for my own fame. You're going to know Yahweh sent me. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they are visited after the visitation of all men, then Yahweh has not sent me. Meaning if they die because they old, they heart stop, they cough themselves to death, they fell down and hit their head. If they die a common death, then Yahweh hasn't sent me. But if Yahweh makes a new thing and the earth opens her mouth and swallows them up with all that appertains to them, and they go down alive into the pit, then you shall understand that these men have provoked Yahweh. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, the ground divided apart that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up and their houses and all the men that appertained to Korah and their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed up upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from Yahweh and consumed the 250 men that offered incense, because Yahweh sent Moses. Moses came in the name of Yah. He showed repeatedly, time after time, that this Moses was his chosen servant. A wonder that he raised up to do his work in his name. Not only that, look what he said to Pharaoh in Exodus the 9th chapter. And why the 9th chapter? Because the number 9 is in the order of 2. And what does the order of 2 represent? Yah's name. And in the 15th verse, Yahweh said, for now will I stretch out my hand that I may smite you and your people with pestilence, and you shall be cut off from the earth. And in very deed, for this cause have I raised you up, for to show in you my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. As yet, exalt you yourself against my people, that you will not let them go. This is what Yahweh said to Pharaoh. Because why? Because in taking down Pharaoh, by using his servant Moses, he was causing the world to know his power, and that his name might be declared in all the earth. And since this great deliverance happened, how do you even speak about the Creator? Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, that delivered us from Egypt. Look in the book of Hosea, 13th chapter. The 4th verse. Yet I am Yahweh your Elohim from the land of Egypt, and you shall know no other Elohim before but me, for there is no Savior beside me. Yahweh Elohim from Egypt. Because this is where his name became known in the whole earth. And this is where he used his second wonder, Moses, to come in his name, to establish his name as a memorial unto all generations. And lastly, this wonder, Moses, brought Yah's name to his people, delivered Yah's people, and taught Yah's people his laws. In the book of 2 Chronicles, the 30th chapter. Second Chronicles, the 35th chapter, verse 12. It says, and they removed the burnt offerings that they might give according to the division of the families of the people to offer unto Yahweh, as it is written in the book of Moses. And so they did with the oxen. Why are they doing something? Why do they call it the book of Moses? Look in the book of Nehemiah. The 13th chapter. Verse 1. All that day, on that day, they read in the book of Moses, in the audience of the people. And there was found written that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of Elohim forever. Why the book of Moses? Then, Nehemiah the 10th chapter. In Nehemiah, the 10th chapter, we'll begin reading go to Malachi, the 4th chapter. What do we Even the law of the Most High, he called it the book of Moses. And in Malachi, the 4th chapter, in the 4th verse, it says, remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded to him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. This is what Yahweh uses Moses for. And he was so great. And he was such a wonder that even the law of Yahweh is called the book of Moses. The law of Moses. Commandments which he had Moses teach. The statutes and judgments. Who else to have a book that Yahweh wrote be called the book of Moses. The law of Moses. Even Yahweh said, remember the law of Moses. Because what did Moses do? He represented the name of Yahweh, Elohim of heaven and earth. He represented this great Elohim. And he did it in a way that it was distinguished, a way that it was set apart, a way that it was different, peculiar, and miraculous. This is Moses, Yahweh's second wonder. And you will not read of no one else as this second wonder, Moses, who did the acts that Yahweh raised him to do. For Yahweh use Moses to bring forth his name, and there is only one name in which you can be delivered, and that is the name of the mighty Yah. Hallelujah. And until tomorrow, when we deal with our third wonder, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I. Shalom.
two or three witnesses so it can be confirmed. To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their hole. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, on my salvation. I'm staying down and patient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and hear your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, who believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy and love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy. Captivity taking hold upon me. You frighten me and now we flee. Falling leaves, the ground is green from all the blood. How people sing, every cry right is the word from Elohim. It's so we fizzle, we all despise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we are fallen victims to the lies of your root. We'll pray and pursue rebellious of the sun, forgetting that he is one. Broken up the this rejection of a proof, then the knowledge what we do. Now when we turn back to the truth, God's word is the truth. God decreases the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They fell in the pan, made us worship the Son of Man. And somehow that the moon so astound and gave us the Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, it's the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the faith. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride and plate. He just dull God magnify God cut his grace.
All your teachers.